Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa and Nancy and Stephen Karen, Mr. and Mrs. Wild. And this is an on-site recording for the Adventures in Asheville podcast. And a few months ago, I don't know what month it was because we were talking about bourbon, but we had a taste of Asheville show. And Joe Ragazzo came on the show, and Joe said, "Well, you've got to come over to Two Trees Distilling, not a distillery, but Two Trees Distilling." And so we're finally here in person to do a tasting. We had a tour of the facilities and learned all about how wood affects bourbon. And it's very fascinating.
Yeah, it smells good.
It smells good here. It smells good, and now we're thirsty, and we're going to have a little tasting. But Joe is here. It's good to see you again, Joe.
Yes, thank you for stopping in and taking me up on my offer.
Hey!
We always love having people come here and taste the fine products that we make. And cool. So you're going to be in store for a really good tasting. We have Joe Ford, our head of production here, and he's going to walk you through our whiskey process. We have bourbons, we have flavored whiskeys, and we also make some nice whiskey for Tim Smith, the moonshiner.
Oh, yeah. We see his
moonshine. Not his moonshine, but his whiskeys.
Okay, so there's a difference.
There is a difference. Moonshine is this clear, right off the still, white lightning.
Yeah.
And we take that, and then we turn it into a nice, soft, tasty whiskey.
Okay, and so the difference is that you have your title as distilling, not distillery. You want to explain that?
Sure. Well, back in the early days when we were just getting started, as Joe Ford mentioned earlier, that we did have a small distillery that still we were making product with. But we soon moved here. We outgrew that piece of history. And now we have formulated a lot of relationships with other distilleries around the country where we source the spirits that they make for us. And then we take it in, and then we turn it into our own whiskey through our process.
Cool. And you just won all kinds of good awards.
Yeah.
We did. You came at the perfect time, because last week we were just voted the best distiller in Asheville.
That's awesome.
And
That's awesome.
It really is a big honor, and kudos to everybody that voted for us. We had a big concerted effort here with our team, making sure people were well aware. And we opened up some eyes, I think, last week that, we're a force to be reckoned with here in Asheville.
And it goes back to the roots of North Carolina.
Whiskey making sure does.
Mm-hmm. I think people forget that because there's a lot of beer here, which there's nothing wrong with beer.
Yeah. We're definitely a state that has been founded on tobacco and moonshine.
It's just a good state. And now they've got 200 wineries. How many breweries do we have here?
The number keeps changing.
A lot of breweries?
80 something in Western North Carolina.
Well, listen, bourbon and beer go together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know,
especially the barrel.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
And you know what's better? Bourbon and bourbon go together.
I agree. So, Nancy, are you feeling comfy?
Yeah.
I know.
She's ready to taste.
Okay. All right. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about you get us started. Tell us a little bit.
So my story and the Two Tree story all kind of tie in together. I used to be the head distiller at another distillery here in Asheville. We'll keep that one nameless. But I was running another distillery here, and I met Tim Smith off Moonshiners. And we started making Tim Smith's original moonshine recipe. This is back 2012.
Okay.
So we're making his moonshine. We meet a pair of gentlemen named Chad Slagle and Keith Moore, two of the founders of this place. And they actually are the ones that invented our technology. For our sustainable aging process. So we're making Tim's moonshine, and Tim hears about this and says, "Hey, I want to be the guinea pig. I want to have the first whiskey that's been aged through this process." So Chad and Tim and myself all started kind of working together. I was making Tim's moonshine, and Chad was aging it, and finally they hit it just right, and we came out with the Climax Whiskey Woodfire that you see right here.
So that's your first name.
That was the first product through this process.
Right on.
The Climax Woodfired.
Woodfired.
So we made that, and we made the Climax Fire number 32 that you see over there on the shelf. Mm-hmm. That is the...
Award-winning.
It is award-winning, and it's actually a kind of a nod to Tim's local fire department in Climax, Virginia, station number 32.
Oh, okay.
He was the chief of that fire department for many years. He's still very involved with them. So kind of his nod there.
Hey.
So we were making those two products. Well, then the distillery we were at decided to close down, and everybody kind of got together and said, we've got all this experience and in the business and all this love for this product. Let's open up our own place. We'll do it our own ways. And Two Trees was born. That's September 1st, 2018, we opened the doors here. We had just the two products of Tim's when we opened, the Climax Whiskey Wood Fired and the Climax Fire number 32. From there, we did the Tim Smith Southern Reserve Series. We did a Southern Reserve Rye, the Southern Reserve Bourbon, and a Southern Reserve Whiskey. And then we decided we wanted to start doing our own Two Trees products. So we started out with our signature four-grain bourbon. You see here the flagship bourbon of Two Trees. From there, we did our Appalachian Folklore series. Mm. We did our Snarly Yow, which is our high rye bourbon. Our Old Fire Dragoman, which is our high rye whiskey. The Owl Head, which is our weeded bourbon. And one of my personal favorites, the Wampus Cat, which is our American single malt.
That's the names the to Wampus. Me. I remember you talking about the Wampus on the show before, Joe, because the names, do you guys do quality control and come up with the names? Quality control tasting?
I think that's probably how a few of those were inspired.
Yeah. I like that. Well, Nancy, you always call catchers like kitty, 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 wampus.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
All right. Oh, my gosh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, Two Trees, what inspired that? Is that about the American white oak?
So, Two Trees were actually named after Chief Two Trees.
Okay.
Chief Two Trees was a Cherokee medicine man, lived about 30 minutes from here, and was very known for using spirits in his healing. Several of the founders here had different run-ins with Chief Two Trees, so we're bouncing around names. We thought, what better way to pay homage? Name the distillery after Chief Two Trees. Cool. And it kind of plays into us. We like to think we use spirits in our healing here, too. So,
weren't we just talking about that last night?
Yeah. Nothing heals quite like spirits does.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
So we did our Appalachian Folklore series. The next thing we did was our Batch 314. Now, it actually got its name. It was March 14th, 2015, when the first batch of Climax Woodfired was made that actually tasted good.
Oh, okay.
So to commemorate that, we named a batch 314. Mm-hmm. We always celebrate that on Pi Day.
That's classic. Yeah.
So the batch 314 was really good. It's one of our smoothest products we do here. Everybody kind of fell in love with the 314 and said, "Hey, you guys should consider doing some flavored products." Well, as you can see, once we started doing flavors, we got pretty carried away here. But what makes our flavors special is we do use all real whiskey in our products. There's no artificial coloring needed. It gets all of its coloring from the wood. Mm-hmm. We use real sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, and we use all natural flavoring.
That's a big deal.
It is. So it's quality ingredients that go into all of our products here. Mm-hmm. So you can see we've got quite an expansive line of flavored products. And we started doing our ready-to-drink cocktails, our old-fashioned and our Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
Mm, we get a lot of requests for those. Both of those won us several awards, so we're very proud of that.
Mm.
And then we started doing our own Two Trees vodka as well. So
There's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why stop? And I do want you to talk about the process, because I think it was so interesting is how you've made this sustainable out of a situation of, you know, saving trees and sustainability. I always say that if you're being good to the environment, you're also saving money.
Exactly. So I always tell our guests here is most people have seen these giant rick houses that are full of thousands of barrels. But what they don't tell you is that for every two barrels that are made, they have to cut down a fully matured American white oak tree. Now, an American white oak tree has to grow 80 to 100 years to hit full maturity. They cut that tree down. They can use about the first 20 feet of the tree, because once the tree begins to branch out, the wood becomes too knotty and it won't hold whiskey. Mm-hmm. So they use the first 20 feet. They average two barrels per tree. It's a lot of waste that's coming out for every American white oak that's cut down. With our process, we can use every bit of the tree. When we've calculated it out, we're using 7% of the wood as compared to traditional aging.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is. When we've looked at it, for every tree that gets cut down that they make two barrels out of, we can make 27 barrels of whiskey.
Wow.
So that's so cool. Very great for the environment.
Mm-hmm. So you also said that it has to be true American bourbon. It has to be the white American.
It has to be American white oak.
American white oak.
Yep.
But you can do whiskey with whatever wood you want.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Whiskey is just spirits made from grains. Mm. To be a bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn, distilled less than 160 proof, and aged in American white oak.
You're picky about your wood.
That's right. The wood is definitely where we get all of our flavor and all of our color from.
Mm-hmm.
So
very cool.
Yes, we're awesome. We're very picky about our wood here. That's why we do all of our own wood processing here on site.
That is amazing. And so you work with other people on their brands too with this process?
Yes. We do contract bottling for a number of folks. They come to us looking for, they want to bring spirits to market. One of the nice things about our process, you don't have to wait 2, 3, 4 years to have a quality age whiskey. We can have it for you ready in a month.
So wow.
So that's the nice, unique process that we bring to this whole whiskey tradition industry.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on the outskirts with this innovative piece of it.
So what would you say comparison to like 3 years aging would be, or how many years aging would you say the extract process is equal to?
I would say our process gives it about 4 years approximately of age.
Okay.
And just less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so really
cool.
That's
really
cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And everyone, they've got like R2-D2 things back there and like Back to the Future machines. We weren't allowed to photograph. That's how special it is.
That's how cool.
But we got to see it. And when they come, when people come, because they can come to a free tasting here.
Yes, free tasting 7 days a week. We're even open on Sundays.
Sundays, that's a big deal when you come to
North Carolina.
In North Carolina, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But when you come to a tasting, you can see what happens and, you know, through a glass window, so you're very transparent.
Mm.
But you're not allowed to take a photo of R2-D2.
Exactly.
You have a name for that again? What was the name?
The whiskey time machine.
Yeah. But I think what you do, like the baking of the wood, basically, it's like it does smell really good.
Yes.
Really
so good.
Yeah. It just and it, to see the process go from here's a regular piece of wood to like that, it's
whiskey toast.
It's whiskey toast.
It is, and it's wonderful. This is
what happens after the wood goes through the process with the liquid.
Oh, okay.
This is the byproduct.
Uh-oh. This is the scratch and sniff moment of podcasting.
The sensory.
Oh, man.
So that's the used wood.
That's the best potpourri ever.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Absolutely.
I put that under my pillow at night.
Seriously, I'm like all the grandmas with that stuff that makes you sneeze.
But then we take this and then we repurpose it, chip it up, and then we sell it for smoking chips. So for people that wanted barbecue.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we try to use all the pieces of wood. We don't. Wow. We're very sustainable.
Do chefs use it in their restaurant, like the
they do. There's several places around here that are using our wood now. One I like to throw out there is Garage Barbecue. Great barbecue food truck around here.
We haven't seen that one yet.
Jonathan Lewis, he likes to use some of our uses our wood chips and smoking his barbecue. Nice. And he actually does a few of his barbecue sauces using our whiskeys and bourbons.
Ooh.
Out of this world good.
Okay.
And is that the stuff the brewers use to flavor some of their beers, or is that something different?
That's something different.
That's something different.
But we do have a concentrate that we can allow for breweries to have barrel-aged beer.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Without putting it in the barrel.
Exactly.
Steve might need to try that with one of his beers.
Yeah,
I know.
Dirty Godiva.
Dirty Godiva needs that.
Why not? We like why not.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my word. Why not? Just do it. Sounds good. Cool. Okay, so now what? What happens in the tasting?
So let's get started. This is the part everybody loves. This is the favorite part of the...
Okay, we're starting with the climax.
We're going to start with the climax.
I had to. I can't.
I just had to go there.
And of course, Nancy gets it first, right?
Yeah, she always gets it first. That's right.
That sounds really bad. That did not sound right when you're talking about your mother. Oh, well. You know.
So just to make it known, Climax is actually named after Climax, Virginia.
That's right. You had to make sure.
A very small town that Tim grew up in. Mm-hmm. And he likes to pay homage to that.
I love that the one is named after the fire station. We're big. We love firemen and firewomen. Like no. Like they mean a lot to us. They mean a lot to us.
You have the calendars.
I have people who send us calendars.
It's a big hug calendar.
It is. But there's a thing about fire. Like you know, we've been through a lot of fires. So yeah. You know, when you fire people, what they go through, it just means the world to us.
So. Well, to be fair, Tim is a firefighter and has never put a shirt on. So.
I can see.
Just the overalls.
And you told me that he's coming here tomorrow, so we're a day early. Yeah. Like, what is with that?
I know.
You know? Jeez. All right. Well, we have a friend who's a moonshiner, and it all started with him on TV on the Moonshiner Show. Mm-hmm. And when we first met him, we got stuck in our car in ice. Our car got iced in. He had to get us out. We go in, and this is on the TV, and I'm like, oh, the moonshine. He's like, yeah, that's what got me started in Shine. And we had this wine and everything. He goes, well, you want to try some? And we're like, oh, yeah. And that's how they start their morning with espresso Shine. So, what would you recommend for, like, people? Because, listen, it's fall season.
Yes.
And sometimes you need something to wake you up, like, in a nice way.
So the best thing, and my personal favorite here, a cup of coffee. Nothing beats it in them. Our salted caramel as your sweetener, or pumpkin spice.
Oh, everybody wants the pumpkin.
Yep.
I'm on the caramel side.
And the coffee in the morning is very hard to beat.
Yeah. All right. See, I know, because you're a much nicer person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I do less typos. All right, so
what's in your mind?
Now, is there any kind of protocol to tasting?
There's not. Just enjoy.
Take a little sniff and then let it go.
Yep. See, I told you this is a scratch and sniff podcast. We just haven't done any scratching yet.
It smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
There's fire on the mountain.
Ooh. Wakey, wakey. I have been waiting for this my whole life. It is really smooth.
Yeah.
Yes, very smooth.
That
it's
is really
the burning.
Is this what? Because some people suddenly say they have to stop drinking, and I go, "Are you drinking stuff with stuff in it? Like, what are you drinking? Do you think people have allergies from artificial ingredients and things that?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, coloring, food dyes, all of that stuff.
And they never really tell you what's in that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's true.
You know, so it could be anything.
Yeah. So I was just go get the real stuff.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's why we choose to use nothing but quality ingredients here. Mm-hmm. We're very upfront. You know that you're getting
really good.
Natural flavor. You're getting real sugar, no artificial coloring. So it's
what happens with vodka, with the colors for vodka? Like, I mean, is it just? I always heard that that's the cleanest, healthiest thing to drink because it goes through so many filtration processes.
It is. Vodka is distilled numerous times, and it is also usually filtered more than anything else. They try to, really the thing about vodka is they try to get all the flavor out of vodka, all the impurities out of vodka. So there's no esters left for any kind of flavor there. So vodka is clear and usually very flavorless. That's why it's really great with cocktails.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of flavor to cover up.
Yeah, so you can just mix it with whatever you want.
Exactly. Are you going to go into flavored vodkas?
I don't think
so. It's a different kind of game, isn't it?
It is.
That's when the artificial stuff comes
but
in.
But that's anti-vodka. Yeah. The whole point is not to, you know, not to have a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting. I did an interview with a company, Fabrizia. I remember he had a
Fabrizia.
They're from Italy. And they use lemons, and they had an orchard, and then they started making limoncello. Mm-hmm. And everything he said was about not having artificial ingredients in their spirits.
Yep.
He was like, that's the thing. And then they started taking some of their byproducts and they turned it into baking, like kind of the same story. But he said it's all about using everything and not having the artificial ingredients like you're talking about.
Well, it's people want quality products.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff out there on the market now that's... Mm-hmm. Not quite up to snuff. They use a lot of high fructose, and they're using a lot of artificial coloring. And you can taste the difference when you taste those side by side with somebody that uses the natural flavors. You can definitely taste the difference. Mm-hmm.
This is really smooth.
It's good.
That's
really
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's definitely. Like. It's not. Notes. It's almost got that little smoky, little sweet, and little. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Now the next one. Now this is our Two Trees Woodcrafted Bourbon. This is our signature 4-grain bourbon we do here. This is the flagship bourbon of Two Trees.
So when you're saying 4 grains, so what are you? What's the grains?
So this is corn, rye, wheat, and barley.
Okay. All right. Corn, rye, wheat, and barley. See, now we have all the people without gluten-free. Too bad. Sad for them. Sad for them. No. Well, they can do vodka, right?
I was going to say vodka, right? I think a lot of gluten-free do vodka.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you've got options here.
You do.
You've got options. You've got options. Come.
Don't rule it out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so. Cheers. Nice. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
And you're not allowed to do quality control. No, bottoms up.
not behind the bar.
Mm-hmm. Laws.
Wood taste.
This is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does have a woody taste.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cinnamony.
Cinnamon? Mm-hmm. This would be good.
A little spice.
So now you're also doing cocktails here.
We are.
That's hard to get going. Like.
It is right now. We keep it very simple, but we think we have some really great cocktails. My personal favorite we've done this year was our Michigan Sherry and sparkling limeade.
Mm. Oh,
cherry limeade is delicious.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That and our Carolina Peach with lemonade.
What would you do with what we just had with the...
So the Woodcrafted Bourbon, we've actually got that featured as this month's cocktail.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Yep. It's the WNC Mule that we like to call it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
really using good. Devil's Foot ginger beer. Excellent cocktail.
That sounds like
well, we've got the devil in it. It's almost October. Well, it is October. This
kick of the mule.
Yeah, you got the kick of the mule, the little bit of the devil. Sounds good. Yeah, that's cool. So people can come in, do a free tasting, and then go, hey, I like this. Let's have a cocktail.
Exactly. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And it's cool that you're near the airport, because I think once you get off a plane, you need help.
Yep.
I'm getting her
and before you get on one.
Yeah, and actually, listen,
you should always do that.
Well, you guys at the Lime and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, plug, is like you give people a beer, a home-crafted beer when they come in. Because by the time you never know traffic, you could be all pissy. We don't want to be pissy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes you
unwind, relax.
But if they come off the airport, come here first.
Yeah.
Asheville will be much more fun to get started.
I mean, we're less than 3 miles from the airport.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody, it's a 5-minute drive. If you hit the red lights just right, so.
And actually, do it on the way to the airport. Have your two cocktails. Yeah. Make your Uber driver stop. Get on the plane after the two cocktails.
I was going to say, most of the Uber drivers know where we are. We have that happen quite often. So we've even had a couple of the shuttles from the airport make stops.
Are you serious? You guys need to have your own bus at this point. Well, no. I mean, it makes travel a lot smoother.
Yeah.
You know, we want everything to be happy.
Right.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Okay, so my grandmother used to put whiskey in her British tea in the morning. So what whiskey would you recommend for that?
So I personally like our Golden Honey. I think it goes great in tea. And it makes a great hot toddy.
Ooh.
Or our Carolina Peach. Carolina Peach and a glass of tea is really hard to beat. Now, I'll tell you that my grandmother, she lived to 93 years old. She was about 4'2" and about 80 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The woman drank a quart of white liquor every 2 weeks and dipped Bruton snuff out of a can. Now, she was the meanest little firecracker that you'd ever meet in your entire life. But she loved drinking her white liquor, and she always mixed it with lemon juice and honey. Yeah. And I would say, Nanny, you know, why are you drinking so much of that? She said, it's my cough medicine.
Yeah.
And I would tell her, I said, I haven't seen you cough in 20 years. She goes, because it works, son.
We're related.
That's right.
she was always hoping to get sick so she could go to Nana's house.
You got coffee and whiskey or tea and whiskey every morning.
It's hard to, yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah,
even as a kid, she'd like, this will keep quiet for the rest of the day.
Right.
Here's your book.
But when I had to shovel snow for the, like real snow for the first time in Wisconsin, and Nancy looked at me, she goes, uh-oh. And I had to do steps and ice and all this stuff. And I went out, and I'm like, I don't have gloves. I have mittens, like girly things. And this isn't working. I'm frozen. So I go in. She's like, here. It was cough, like a total toddy cough pot. And I'm like, wait a minute. Anybody want their house shoveled? I was like, and all the people that were shoveling snow into our pathway, I'm like, I don't care. I can do this again. I was going to get it out of the house, getting more toddies. That was fun. It was. Yeah. You do it well, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you have to do it right where you don't want it to go cold either. Unless you want like cold coffee, like they have the iced coffee, you could put. Oh.
You just got to drink it fast.
Well, what's the mudslide? Tell everybody about the mudslide you had, Karen.
I'm not sure what exactly was in that mudslide, but it was the salted caramel whiskey.
Where was this?
At Mud Puppies. It's a new restaurant here.
It's a sports sushi bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a Mud Puppy in a sushi bar?
A mudslide, yes.
What do you expect?
A mud puppy and mud puppy.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
I'm a bit more.
I'm not driving.
They have awesome sushi.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I was going to say, he had the sushi.
Yeah. It's a very unique concept.
It is.
But we hosted them all over here.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Very cool.
Yeah,
it is a great partnership with us. They
that's good.
They make delicious food. We make great whiskey.
Right. Yeah.
It goes hand in hand.
So you know a lot of restaurants around here?
Yeah, we're continuing to build our footprint. And winning the best of Asheville distillery will certainly help.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So people can get it in restaurants. I know you're saying chefs use even the wood and everything.
Yeah, you find it in the ABC stores here.
Oh, okay.
We have our wood crafted bourbon. We have our peach, and we have our sea salted caramel listed with the ABC. The other products, this is a general list as well, the Tim Smith product. But the other ones are a special order. So that's a drawn-out process.
Man, there's a lot of red tape and all the fun stuff.
There is.
It just sucks. But now people can get this across the country. Can people order online?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we have some relationships with some retailers in other markets that can, you put your order in through them and they can ship it to a number of different states.
Okay, and then, like you're saying that some of the product, that's Tim Smith's product is in California?
Yes.
So Climax, you can get Climax in California.
You can get it.
With avocado toast?
With avocado toast, yeah.
It sounds good to me.
Or with some mahi-mahi, whatever you want to have.
So just look out, and then give everyone your website. We shouldn't forget that.
Yeah, it's TWOtreesDistilling.com.
And everyone, lion-rose.com. Got to remember that. But all of that's in the show notes, too. But what is this? Is super amazing.
So this is our batch 314.
This is real good. Mm.
This is amazing. I think this is the smoothest thing that we've made.
Yeah. Wow.
So this is actually the base spirit that goes into all of our flavor products.
This is amazing.
This one's really good.
This should be called Climax too. I'm just saying. Like, wow. Mm. Oh, you enjoyed that, didn't you, Nancy? Wow.
So we have some of our higher end ryes and our single malts here. The 314, I think, is kind of we kind of like to say it's whiskey with training wheels. It works out well for those that are just new to getting into whiskey. It's very light. It's easy to drink. Mm-hmm. And it mixes very, very well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Having a tasting room, do you find that you're you know, helping people understand, because sometimes it's, if they haven't done that, it's like, I don't know anything about it. Same wineries went through that. I don't, breweries are a little easier, but for people that are kind of novice and new to it, it's not like a, like, you don't know anything. Very snobby, you know? Very much so.
And it's funny, we get the connoisseurs and the whiskey and the bourbon snobs here. We also get a lot of the first-time bourbon and whiskey drinkers. Mm-hmm. And we have something that's approachable for everyone here. Mm. So everybody is more than welcome to come to Two Trees. Mm-hmm. We can find something that everybody likes here.
Mm. I agree.
It's healing. Cool. Healing spirits.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, we use communion glasses here because we're very spiritual.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I like that.
That is. No, I'm just amazed at how much you've produced. And how many years has this been going on for you to do so many different...
We just hit our 5-year mark here.
Holy cow!
September 1st, 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a 5-year anniversary.
Yeah,
there we go.
Well, cheers to you guys.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
We've got quite a bit of experience in this business before we opened this place. Mm-hmm. I personally am working on year number 12 in the whiskey business. Joe, you've got...
I've got decades.
Joe, but your background is in Kentucky, right?
I work for a company based out of Kentucky, the makers of Jack Daniels.
Okay.
So I spent 30 years with them.
Okay, wow.
Woodford Reserve.
Okay, yeah, that's familiar. Now, we interviewed a professor on bourbon from Kentucky State, Carl Reitz, and he's got all these amazing books that he's written on Kentucky bourbon and everything, and I remember him talking about that how all of that happened historically, like way back when. And he said that at one point the bourbon, like you were saying about the trees, now we're losing all these trees and not growing them fast enough kind of thing. They were getting, like, there's runoff in distilling or something, like there's a, and so the way to, and they had all the leftover, what is all the stuff that comes out, the spelts, the mash or whatever.
The smith mash.
Yeah, so that was becoming like swampy.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they started realizing get pigs. So that's how the second economy came in Kentucky was pigs, and that's how we have barbecue and bourbon today.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that cool?
Pigs roaming around.
I know, but
and
there
it all
happy
comes
pigs.
Full circle.
But it was a way of making everyone happy, and it became like a second industry. So that's what I think is interesting about, you know, these kind of things, how one thing can spur another industry and another industry. Like moonshine can work hand in hand with bourbon and whiskey, like instead of competing, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And work together. So.
Right.
Very cool.
It is.
Well,
cool.
I was going to say, it started out as whiskey and bourbon was something, or whiskey was something for farmers to do with leftover corn that they had in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how the moonshine kind of caught on. Mm-hmm. And then, like you were saying, it goes from they're making the moonshine, they're making the whiskey out of it, then their spent grain goes to farmers to feed the animals. So it's all.
It's all
full circle for the farmers.
That's sustainable. That's sustainable.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
That was
Certainly.
Super fun. Super fun.
Very cool.
All right. Everybody come. Oh, did we miss something?
We've got a couple more.
Wait, everybody, stay tuned.
We got a couple more.
Stay tuned. I thought we were done. I'm like, okay.
You've got to try at least two more.
Keep the train going.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, you got
to
try the flavor.
We're good. We've done three of our whiskeys here.
I'm not counting.
Two of our whiskeys and a bourbon. And we're going to do a couple flavor products.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So
now, this is my personal favorite of the flavor products. This won us a Platinum Sip Award last year. This is our Carolina Peach.
Carolina Peach.
Mm-hmm. So this with a glass of tea or a glass of lemonade.
Ooh.
I've got one of my customers that says she puts a straw straight in the bottle. We don't judge here. We don't judge.
But it's that good. It's that good.
I can see that.
You'll like this.
I'm thinking like people could use this to soak like fruit cakes and stuff. And make it, like, take the old fruitcake and make it better.
And don't forget, we like baked goods here, so.
Baked goods?
We love baked goods.
Are you wanting people to bring you baked goods?
I mean, if they want to. If they want to, you can tell that I won't turn them down. So.
I'm just saying, he's just like a...
We may have to do that one day.
Yeah, she's a baker here. But then, Steve, you made a good banana bread.
Yeah,
I think banana bread should be spiked.
Spiked banana bread? That's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Put some sea salt to caramel.
Ooh. And if you need somebody with experience in quality control, let me know.
Here we are.
You will have to find that.
Yeah, bring some by.
Yeah. Oh, and it smells really good. Mm-hmm. You see, it's not perfumey. That's what it's you like know, when the flavored products is where it gets like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't make our syrupy. Mm-hmm. Ours is we use the natural.
Oh, this
That's
is good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
And the key is the whiskey. Mm-hmm. You got to have a good base.
Yeah.
If you don't have that good base, then it really can go off course.
It's just like a band. You got a good base, a good foundation, a good drummer.
That's right. That's right.
You got to have the beat.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. If you don't have the foundation, you have a really sucky band. So, well.
It's true.
Joe, you were telling us there's brown sugar.
So we actually do our scorched brown sugar. Brown sugar in our products here.
Yummy.
And now the only drawback to that is we do get a little bit of settling in the very bottom. You can see a little bit of the brown sugar that kind of settles out. We tell everybody just to shake it up. It goes right back into the alcohol, but it tastes much better than using the high fructose.
Yeah, it's got the bitsy.
And once you drink a little bit of whiskey, you know how to shake it up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're putting worms in tequila, you know? So, oh, there it is. Brown sugar. Scorched brown sugar. That's amazing. Now that sounds like we should make something to go on pancakes.
Yes.
Maybe in a syrup.
I cook a lot with the scorched brown sugar.
Yeah. Ooh, and muffins.
Yeah.
Uh oh, this is dangerous. Okay, so we're getting into it's fall, but we're getting towards Thanksgiving. Now, Nancy, you used to just like a bottle would go in. So,
alrighty then.
Yeah, let's talk about using bourbon in food because, we're doing all the roasts. Okay, there's turkey. Some people do ham. Everyone, Christmas, all of that. Everyone does something different. But what? Any recommendations?
So the brown sugar, I like to use any place that you can use any kind of recipe that calls for brown sugar. I use it a lot with ribs and with pork butts. But I think my favorite thing was baking a ham. Using the brown sugar as I glaze my ham with it, a little shot for the chef and a little bit for the ham.
Oh.
It is delicious.
Mm.
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
and
the way to do things.
Turkey. If you take a big fork and poke it.
Oh, she just wants to.
And then you fill it with the whiskey or whatever.
With that,
So it can soak way in.
She does corned beef
won't
that way
be
too.
Dry.
I'm having Thanksgiving at your house this year.
Yeah, no, she seriously won't be dry.
Corned beef. She'd take corned beef, and then put cloves in it, and mustard, like really good brown.
Yeah.
But then here comes the whiskey
here
or
comes
whatever,
the
sugar, brandy or whatever.
Salmon or trout.
Oh. But I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wow. All right.
Great ideas.
Yeah.
I know.
All coming up.
Wow. It's a good thing we had breakfast first.
Yes.
You can soak your pieces of meat instead of in brine. You can soak them in a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this is the perfect.
You just have to wash it off before you put it by an open.
This is
plate.
Why we don't age. Because
all right, it's been marinated, might age finer than drinking spirits.
Yes, it's the fountain of youth.
There you go.
Well, at least you're happy.
That's amazing.
Definitely makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing. I'm like in shock.
I'll be interested to see what you think your favorite is. Last time we had a hard time choosing which was our favorite out of the book.
That's hard.
No. Yeah, and you're not done yet. So.
Yep. This one may be the favorite. This one with the Carolina peach. This one's a close second. This is our sea salted caramel.
Okay, here we go. You've been talking about this. She's been waiting for this.
Now, this is candy in a bottle right here. This one is a gold sip award last year.
Mm.
Very proud of this one. This one I like in a cup of coffee.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Or
I want candy.
Poured over some vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. Make a little bit of a boozy milkshake.
Ooh.
I like the sound of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Boozy milkshakes. Something the whole family can get into.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's so good.
So good.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a totally different taste.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yum.
It's good. Mm. This can make you happy. I like this. Mm-hmm. I like the ice cream idea. Yeah. Like vanilla. Nothing too, don't let this be the star.
Exactly.
It's all you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some make a great sauce.
What would you say would work at a holiday table to appease, like, you know, you don't know who does what, like drinks what or whatever. You bring it to the table. Which one would you choose?
So our batch 314 or our salted caramel?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't trust anybody that doesn't like salted caramel.
So do both. Do both.
And the batch 314 is just so smooth.
It is. That's a good. That's whiskey. I think that is like a prime.
That's a really good
prime whiskey. Okay.
You can cut the sweetness a little bit. 314.
Yes, you can do that as well.
Yeah, it's a little sweet.
Well, you don't have to make dessert if you have this.
Exactly.
We call that our dessert whiskey. So
yeah, exactly.
This is dessert.
And then everybody can stop arguing at the table, have this, and then go home.
Yeah. Sit down, quiet.
Keep
don't let them have too much of this, because then they argue.
No, we don't want that. No. We've had a psychologist on our show that wrote relationship books. And one is a psychologist, and the other one's an attorney, a divorce attorney. And they wrote a relationship book. So this was cool. Yeah. And so how do they have their meetings when things are getting crazy? Over a happy hour, because the other one's sipping and won't talk while the other one's talking. So I'm just saying, I think that's the best relationship advice ever.
Well, I'm a firm believer that the whiskey business sells so well in the holidays, because of in-laws, so.
Exactly.
And another relationship person on our podcast said, if you're stuck in the family thing that's driving you nuts, be the person to drive out and go pick up whatever's needed so you can get a break. And so, I don't know how many days you're open, but they need to come here, baby, if they're here.
Yeah, even on Sundays.
Now you're putting my secret out.
I know. All right, very cool.
So I have one more for us to try.
Whee!
You will like this one.
That's how you're driving.
Huh? Yeah. He's got it.
He's driving.
So who likes an old fashioned?
I do.
We had to buy this last time. It says something.
Oh, that's
I haven't had an old fashioned for quite a year.
I was having a hard time deciding which one, but the old fashioned can't beat that.
No, this is great. This is a product where you try to make recreate an old fashioned at home. You need about six different ingredients.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Right?
And then you don't know how much bitters to put in, how much the simple syrup you do put in. Well, what do I garnish this thing with? And we've got it right here.
It's all the work's done for you. And anybody that likes to drink old fashions or makes their own old fashions knows that it's a lot of work, and usually after about number two, you're just pouring bourbon in the glass after that.
So this was
the solve for all those problems right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So we do all the hard work here. We make the old fashioned, and all you have to do is pour it over ice. You can throw a little garnish in there, and nobody has to know that you didn't make this yourself.
Right. Nice,
this is another holiday
it's
secret.
Nice and easy.
Go back in the kitchen, clank around a little bit.
Yeah,
you work so hard.
Yeah, come out with a tray.
Get some ice cubes into that.
Oh yeah. Do that. I love it. Hey, I like all these little tricks.
Yeah,
the tray.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's to old fashions.
Ooh. Yes.
Cheers. I like the smells, man.
Mm-hmm. Always have to smell.
That's got to be a good thing about working here, is like the senses are always, you're always working senses.
Always.
Mm-hmm. That's yummy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Goes down
real
easy.
Oh, okay.
Real easy.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
She's smooth.
This is a special one. This is a special bottle.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's special.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a good closing note, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've done good. Anything else we've forgotten?
Oh, yeah, but you can come back again.
Okay.
We've got a whole bunch of other products to take.
Oh, my God, I know. How many do you have in total?
We have like 12 different products of two trees, and we've got what, five or six of the Climax. So yeah, we've got a number of SKUs here. But we, you know, we'd love to taste you on all of them when you get the chance.
This even has it taste as though you've got like a little bit of a, you know, little mixer in there. Like mm-hmm. it's this wild. Yeah. How did it's you so do good. This? Like, give everybody a recipe.
We can't do that.
No, but it's got everything in it.
It's got everything you need for
it. It tastes
fashion.
Just yeah, like right there. You really wouldn't know.
Kind of
you
wouldn't know. On my tongue.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it's made for those bartenders, like I said, at home that don't want to put in the work. That and we're great for mm-hmm. restaurants too. Mm-hmm. As a former bartender, mm-hmm. to make a proper old fashioned with everything in front of you, it takes 4 to 6 minutes. Now, you've got a bar full of people hollering beer orders at you, and you're making one or two old fashions, that 4 to 6 minutes can seem like an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So bartenders can take this, and I actually have it over at Mud Puppies. They can pour this over ice, throw a little garnish in there, and the drink's out in 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's it. And it still tastes just like
it's amazing, because you can feel it move around on your tongue. Like, it's like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I went to the left, I went to the right.
And we're going to be featuring this out at the Tryon Equestrian Center for the month of October. We're going to kick off the rodeo.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to go.
Yeah.
Get
some of that out there. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep falling off horses.
Nancy. Hey, yeah, you should be sponsoring the barrel races, I'm just saying. That was lame.
I mean, I think for some of those guys, I would have to have a shot before I ever climb on one of those clowns.
What about the clowns? The rodeo clowns? Like, I think they need a whole bottle before they
climb. Exactly.
They need a bottle when they get out there, and then they need a bottle when they return, and maybe two. I think all hospitals should be carrying this. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, really, this is amazing. Oh, I'm so glad we came here.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking us up on the
thank you.
There's never a bad day for whiskey.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, everyone, again, twotreesdistilling.com.
Two trees distilling.
See, I'm still standing. Lion-Rose.com, BigBlendRadio.com. We're here every first Tuesday with our Adventures in Asheville show. But next time we will not be doing it in a distillery. But we will be talking about shopping.
Yes.
You want to give everyone a sneak peek of the shopping? The new, we almost forgot.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah, just recently we've acquired a bottle engraving machine, and that we can customize bottles for those that want to come in. You can pick out your favorite whiskey. We can customize a bottle for you. You take it home. You can pour the whiskey right in that customized bottle, put it out on your server table, and take care of business.
I think for holidays, like for corporate gifts and stuff, this is amazing.
Corporate gifts, of course, yeah.
Exactly. Real estate?
Real estate's big.
Huge.
Yeah, so we welcome everybody. Big or small, come and get yourself.
Well, the real estate, bottle. Because half the time, remember they would give you those little bags of coffee that really tasted like, you know, that should be used in fertilizer, right? I behaved, you know, but I think some quality upgrades need to be happening.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
Yeah, so we'll be up and running for the holidays for your gifts.
All right.
But we'll also be able to do it 7 days a week.
And people can order them, and they can go get shipped.
Yeah, if you need it to be shipped, we can work that out too.
Cool, and you do coasters?
Yeah, once
glasses,
we figure it all out, you can do glasses, coasters, we can do any type of flat material.
Well, you have quality control checks to help you out through the process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.